はようございます。ございます。That's right. And then you know somebody I met at the downstairs. Somebody did for me. おはようございます。This way. Good morning. But we don't do it. You know, Asian countries, we have a lot of different culture. Chinese people, they do put both hands in sleeve this way bow. Alright? Thailand, in Thailand they do this way. But the Japan is both hands together, we do bow this way.
Could they practice that?
Right. We do. Japan is the both hands together. Ohayou gozaimasu. That's right. That's the way we do. Isn't it different? Right. China or Thailand or Vietnam or Korea, Japan is a completely different country. So in Japan, we always hand together and then bow. Right. This way. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this morning, we will do the ikebana. Ikebana means flower arrangement. Flower arrangement. Arrangement of flowers. It's a flower, it's growing in a garden. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
Right. And seasonally, they open. Some flowers growing all year round, like hibiscus in here. But in Japan, is a hibiscus flower, we cannot have it. Only way south Japan, we have. You know, America, my hand like that. America map is like this, isn't it?
Yes.
Looks like.
We know what the thumb represents.
That's right. Here is the Florida, isn't it?
Florida.
Right. We are here right now. But in Japan, it looks like this.
Yes.
You look at this way. Right. No, it's just a side. Like this. All right. I come from here, right? Tokyo is here, and this side is the Pacific Ocean, right? You know, and here is the Japan seashore. That's right, see? Looks like this, isn't it?
Shape of your hand,
see?
It's
right,
right there.
Right, see? Like that.
There it goes, there we are.
Right. See? So, and then all over the Japan, of course, grow flower. But the northern part of Japan, right now, is 8 feet tall, deep snow.
Ooh.
Yes. But the middle to southern Japan is warm. A small island, but the southern Japan, now in March, beginning flower growing. And then way south Japan, this tip part, they grow only hibiscus. We don't have hibiscus all over the Japan. So here, Florida, I came here, you know, almost 12 years ago, before you were born, I think.
How many years ago did you go? 12 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
So, I saw the hibiscus every day blooming. I thought, fantastic. Beautiful. Because I never seen hibiscus opening, blooming every day. Right. But here is a wonderful growing, many, many things abundant. So, I can enjoy flower arrangement more than before. So today I have a chance to with you to couple of Japanese flower arrangement method we call ikebana. Ikebana started way before. Do you know when? More than 500 years ago, about 1467, before this year, flower arrangement only for Buddha. Yes. You know, also not flower arrangement, ladies. I am very lucky, I'm a lady, woman. If I born this time, I cannot do flower arrangement.
I don't think she could she?
Why not?
Because only done by men. Japanese culture started by men, such as flower arrangement. Maybe in the future, you can have a chance to see tea ceremony. But that kind of Japanese, even dance, it's always, you know, important culture started by men. And men is usually more power they have, right? It's a big, you know, arrangement for the castle or temples they can able to do. But the ladies is take care in a family, inside the house, and then makes, you know, a gentleman comfortable for staying home. But the daytime, they go out, work hard, and then protect the family. Same thing your parents doing, right? Mm-hmm. Right, same thing. But anyway, flower arrangement now is become very popular. Why? Flower arrangement, before this time, I said done by men. But this year, it was happened. Many, many better things. Because little island, you see the map, compare Japanese island with other country, China, or Mongol, or Russia. Such a big island, but Japan is so small. But this small island, around the beautiful Pacific Ocean, the other side of China Sea, Japanese Sea, and the people thought beautiful paradise. Oh, yes. A lot of country people want to see Japan, but the Japanese people, they never seen other country people. Right. They afraid. So they afraid of fighting. And then North part, Mongolian people come to from north, and the north people escape to south. And then Korean, China, or Portuguese people come from south. Southern people escape to the north. They met each other, even Japanese, they don't know each other. They fighting like animal, isn't it? Dog or wolf. They bite each other. Same thing happened.
Civil war.
Right. And then they lost the house. They lost the food. They lost the peaceful mind. And then they thought, you know, this world is really like a hell. When we die, we can go into beautiful, peaceful, quiet paradise. They believe it, and then they kill themselves. Women, children, everybody very happy to going to second world. They thought they are paradise. But that time, priest Senkei Ikenobo, his name is Senkei Ikenobo. That's our school name, Ikenobo Ikebana, we call. Senkei Ikenobo, he was active time this time. He had his life, such a long life, over 70 years he lived, but lived, but the Senkei Ikenobo in this year, he thought terrible. Everybody have to be stopped die. Changing mind for people's wrong mind make straight. How he did? That he opened the Ikebana place. Ikenobo was a beautiful temple. Oh. Yes, it's, I have a little picture here. This is his place. I can pass it, you can see it. This is the place of his temple. This temple was belonged to emperor. Never opened door, but he opened door and invite, that is he broken rule. He invited children, women, who hungry people. He had brooding and hungry, and they want to go and die. Those people, he invite everybody, and then give tea and food, and cleaning up their blood. Same hand, he arrangement Buddha flower, and then show to the people. People never seen such a beautiful flower. Do you know why? Because people just look at every day where I sleep, what I eat, what I wear. All the time thinking that way. That's why they missing beautiful nature. Senkei Ikenobo, he arrangement of flower, that's not to show off. He want to show the people how beautiful nature are. Nature makes such a beautiful things. Sometimes give us rain, water. Flower needed, of course we need it too, isn't it? So here I have a pretty flower. Do you know what is this? Yes?
Carnation.
That's right. Carnation flower, they grow on the ground, isn't it? But, you know, if somebody step on, they die, isn't it?
Yes.
But they are not to die completely. They die this moment, but the root is strong. They provide themselves and then keep good energy, and when time comes, they come back again. Isn't it?
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So their life is they take care of themselves. Have to be like a flower we are.
Oh,
Senkei Ikenobo said, right now you don't have, this year everybody lost the house, no food, but think about flower. Drink water and keep energy themselves, and then they pop up again. Beautiful life they enjoy. How long stay with me? We don't know. Do you know hibiscus flower, how long they stay? Only one day.
One day.
Next time, if you have a chance, look at it. Put a mark it. This is my flower today. I love this. Next morning, you look at the same flower. They are not open, but they close. Then drop. Right. So they take care of themselves. Nobody else tidying. First come up from us and has a bat close and open, enjoy full life, and then close themselves, then drop. Nobody do it. Flower do themselves. So teacher Senkei Ikenobo at this time he said, we wish like a flower. We take care of our life on self, nobody else. Don't kill yourself. You enjoy, you make a paradise yourself. He mentioned through by his ikebana. All right? So that's started.
Where did you learn the ikebana?
This is I studied from my father. But my father, I was, I miss him. He was die my 13 years old. It was war. But 10 years old, since 10 years old, I never seen my father. But I remember he teach me, I was 3 years old, start ikebana, because I can hold scissors. Right. When you able to hold fork and knife, your parents teach you cut it food, don't cut it your finger, isn't it?
That's true. That's
right. We don't want to chop off the finger. Careful, and then think about how to use. So when you can hold the bottle of milk or hold your knife and fork, you can able to use scissors, isn't it?
That's right.
And careful. If you are careless, you chop off your finger. Finger not to come out, you know, like a flower. Growing out, no. So only once a year, even once in my life, I have 10 pieces of, you know, finger. I don't want to lose. Right? You too. So, have to be careful use scissors. So, but anyway, now you know ikebana how started. But the people after saw that they are, you know, teachers, flower, they really wish like our life just like a flower, people thought. But it took 100 years. Really, ikebana coming out. It was 1550 through to 1600. Took, you know, almost long time, you know, to then grow today's ikebana. Do you know ikebana, how many different schools in the world now?
How many?
3,000 different schools.
So there are 3,000 different ways method of teaching ikebana, or 3,000 different ways of doing
ikebana? Doing.
So that means there are, you know how like there's only one way to open a Coke bottle, you know, usually the twist off, or one way to open a jar? Well, with flower arrangement, there'd be 3,000 ways of doing it.
Right. Mr. Senkei Ikenobo, at that time, only one way he teach. But now everybody thinking, how we do it's better way arranging flower. That's he, everybody thinking. Like example, you know music? You like music?
Yes.
Yes. You know, one musician play this one way, another musician, same music play different way, isn't it? How was it, the painting? You like paint?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know Picasso?
Yes.
You heard. Right.
I just read the Norton, yeah.
Right. Picasso's painting, or maybe Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Right. Completely different, isn't it? It's about 2 weeks ago, I went to St. Petersburg. I saw Salvador Dali's picture. Such a difference. So, same idea, ikebana, same as music or painting. Many, many different ways you can create. Right. So, but anyway, another one more thing. Ikebana. Teacher requested me, that's why I wrote ikebana. This is actually ikebana, but if this character separates, what's meaning? This is life. This is a flower. This character, each individually, has a different meaning. Flower, life. But if this one, that one together, we call flower arrangement, ikebana. But if you do put this square one, this is a day. Your birthday, isn't it? Flowers day. Flowers, why we do use this character for ikebana? Because before I mention, this is in the ground, on the ground, they grow themselves. Once I cut it, that belong to me, isn't it?
That's right.
Another life coming out. I give to him, this is no more belong to me. His flower. This flower's life, how beautiful possible, you know, make him, his job, isn't it? So that means once I cut it, that is the day of another life for this flower. You understand? I hope so.
We're trying very hard.
Right. So that is, you know, meaning. That's why we do use like this character.
Could you give us, now show us how you arrange that
life? Yes.
Remember what we were talking about yesterday with the Riveras? The Riveras were visitors we had earlier. And what Mr. Rivera said, the reason why he stayed in the United States was because he had a what?
A dream.
Well, the flower arrangement, like we said yesterday, is another way of showing your dream. Okay, and that's your dreams about life. Would you please tell us about the materials and what you are doing, please?
This is a Solanum cherry, Florida cherry. Yeah. I'm sure you have some of you had in your garden, isn't it?
Yes.
It's, they grow this way. They don't grow this way. No. They facing to the sun, right?
Yes.
So that's why facing to sun and then put in a container. But before I put in a container, if like this is a tree. Tree material, we cut it little slanting. And then we do use some arrangement like this flat container. Some is like this tall container, all right? Some is like this deep container. So many, many different type of container we do use. But first, very flat one I shall use, and then I do use like this.
Okay, I was going to ask if you put it in your container.
Make by metal. Right. And then
pin.
Pin.
And it's called what? It's called a frog.
Kenza.
Kenza?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And then just like a flower growing way we do. And then sometime we do trimming. Looks like a small piece of tree, but make much big look. So little bit of trimming make long. So light and long. And here I have another one, quite heavy, isn't it? So if I do put long one here, it's complete this. So that's why short one put here. Make counterbalance right and left. All right? Right and your right and left.
You know how like if one arm weighed more than the other, like say my right arm weighed more than the other, so you're walking around like this? Well, here you just want to straighten it up a bit.
Balance. All right? And then another one, if you feel a little bit heavy, we do cut it and the trimming and then put it here. Looks like an extra branch coming out, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then when you go to the mountain or maybe around the beautiful garden park, do you remember how beautiful their garden? So if you remember, that's, you know, view we do make a montage. All right?
Montage out of
that. Right. Okay. So sometimes we combine the pretty flower. All right, I have a couple of different flowers. Oh, yes. I have tulip too.
Where do you get your flowers, Uncle?
Flower is some of my garden.
Some of from
flower market.
Oh, yes. So you get a lot of flowers?
Yes, any kind of flower,
uh-huh.
We can get it.
Oh, tulip.
Yes, you know tulip? Yes. Yes.
Now, what season is a tulip? Is this season winter or spring? I don't know what season we're in.
Do you know somebody?
We began spring here in Florida.
That's right. Symbol of spring. Okay. Right?
It's hard to see. I don't know it either, but I've
spring of flower.
They told us that on the news.
Okay.
What is this?
Daisies,
right? So maybe would you like combine this, or combine this, or combine this? Which one you like for here?
All together.
Oh well, you know, if you think all together, that's competing, right? So best one, you do best one, choose, and then put in there. All right? I think maybe this best one, right? You know, you have a lot of friends, I know. But I met many people, wonderful people, but my friend is the best one, right? You get that your friend is always the best one. So, same thing, all right, tulip grow like that, isn't it? Tulip not grow like this,
no.
Straight,
huh.
Right? Just like a tulip growing way we do. And then one tulip a little bit high, one tulip a little bit short,
oh,
all right? And then this flower, pretty, yes, face you have, we do put here, all right? Daisy growing, you know, all over, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's why some flower high, some flower short. That's what we call rhythmical arrangement. Rhythm is this is noise, right? But this noise composed big one, small one. This is the rhythm, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's the way we do. And then look at this flower. Two flowers facing to you now, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if I do this way, face each other. Now looking to me, isn't it?
Yes.
This way, it's nice. They look at this one that way, this one that way.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh,
looks like not to talk each other, isn't it? That's not nice. So, sweet, face to face each other, or face up. That's the way we do arranging. Put here, facing to, put here, and either place. You like how high, how short, that's you do your taste.
It's wonderful that the students see that there's a reason for every flower and where you place it.
That's right.
There is a reason for everything and where it's placed.
Right.
Each had its role in that piece.
Right.
I like the colors.
Yeah.
Yes. And then if you like this one, flower always has a pretty leaves. So you do put here, that's make a movement. Put here. It's like a growing, isn't it?
It's like a what?
Growing.
It's like it's growing, okay.
It's growing. Make, imitate.
She just put in
fern leaf,
that's right.
Fern, that's right, Boston fern. So, they are how grow. You look at the careful next time if you chance, if you have a chance, see that like this leaves grow. And then, you know, this is pretty, but garden has a little bridge, isn't it? Sometimes. This is Imagination's Garden.
Oh, it's beautiful. Imagination's Garden?
Right.
That's the name of her piece, Imagination's Garden.
It's right. Beautiful. It's a little imagination. All right? So it's not necessarily exactly like a beautiful your garden, but you can enjoy little garden, you can make it. Right? So hope you enjoy someday yourself. Try it. And then another one, I shall show you traditional way.
Can we see first if anybody has any questions if they want?
Would you like us to move it?
Yeah, maybe.
Where would you like us to
move it?
Right in the corner.
Please.
Right.
Carrie Ann?
Isn't it hard to make?
Yes?
Isn't it hard to make?
How to make?
Is it hard to make?
Hard to make. We are, you know, same idea you are studying. It has to be try hard. And then you have to watch carefully to beauty of the nature. It's not hard, but not easy. Mm,
that's true.
Yes. Yes?
Did you imagine it first and then you did it?
Yes, it's when I go to the any place, if I feel, oh, beautiful, why I thinking first? And then I make up myself answer, why I feel so beautiful. And then I remember, that's my teacher. Yes?
Where did you get all these flowers?
Flower? It's, you know, this is grow myself. This is grow myself. This flower come from north. It's I got it from market. Right? Yes?
Did you go around?
Around the country?
Yes.
I was, you know, come from Japan to New York many, many years ago. New York had a World Fair, also Montreal Expo, also 2 years ago, Louisiana Expo. Oh. Yes, I did Japan Pavilion's flower arrangement.
At
the yes,
World Fair
I
in
do.
New York.
Yes.
In the 60s.
Right.
I was there.
New York with a 64,
yes.
65.
Yes.
Yes.
I was in fourth grade when I went there.
Yes.
A little older.
What would you do with that
movie? Excuse me?
What do you do with that
movie? What do you do with the arrangement once you have completed it?
Yes.
What do you do?
Oh, I enjoy it and the display. Like you display sculpture or picture.
Like a sculpture or a picture, you know, you hang it up.
Right.
Here, you place it somewhere where you want it. You place it in any particular place, a favorite place.
No, it's any place, coffee table, dining table, or corner of the room. I make room for them. Because in a garden, sometimes we miss it. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful flower, cut it, and then close to nature, with me, right? That's the way we do. Yes.
How do you get them to stay on that little sugar thing?
Stay.
How do you get them to stay on the frog?
Oh, that is a careful, you know, put push you in. Yes. Right, stick in. It's not difficult. Right. I will show you, just like an example. This one, carnation. That's it. Right.
Did you keep that there? No, just keep it.
That's the way we do. All right? Yes? Oh, this is one type. Another one I will show you, abstractive arrangement. Like exactly like a painting. It's this garden type arrangement. This is we call natural feeling arrangement. That's a very good question. Sometimes you see the picture painting. Painting, you can see the very natural feeling painting, isn't it? Like you are sketch, you know, portrait sketch looks like just like me and me, like a photograph. But another one is looks like not me, you know. That's kind of abstract painting too. It's ikebana too. We do. Yes, I will show you. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Yes. Oh, shoes? Yes, this is called Zori. Yes, I wear this one. Right. It's go to the, you go. Now is a lot of people wear beach shoes. Right. That is, you know, it's rubber. But this is leather. Right. Thank you. Yes.
Do all people wear with
that? No, this is, yes. It's not all. This is Japanese. Native dress, but now is if you go to Japan right now, also myself every day, just like your dress I wear. This is a traditional, you know, called kimono, right? Kimono. Kimono. And this one called obi. Obi is a belt. Big fancy belt. Shoes called Zori. Zori is the shoes. Yes.
Do you have a hard time putting on your socks?
No, it's very comfortable. For me, it's comfortable than your shoes. Yes.
Do they have all size shoes like them?
Yes. Yes. Oh, where?
When?
I was grow, you know, it's of course I went to school, regular school like you. And beside that, I did study flower arrangement, tea ceremony, Japanese dancing, and painting or calligraph, those things. Yes? Gentleman, yes. Different pattern. Right. Frustration?
First place.
Oh.
Your father, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My teacher. First, my teacher is my father. Yes. Yes?
Do you have any special dances you did?
Yes. It's a dance, you know, like here, same thing, folk dance or traditional dance, many different quality of dance we have. Yes. And then special, during the summer, maybe teacher know it, Morikami Museum in Dore, Palm Beach County, August, I teaching, you know, folk dance.
Oh,
last 10 years, I was taught to the, you know, dance. But anyway, some people like to see the abstract type one. Do you know this one?
Yes.
Pomelo palm. Right, they grow all over here. But if you touch this, it's very pain, isn't it? Don't touch, you know, directory, but I know how to touch. Here is the thumb. So from bottom to top, take off the thumb this way. All right? From bottom to top. Not to use the sharp part. Just the hard part. And over from bottom to top. Now, you can touch it. No more thumb. See?
She got rid of all the sharp.
Right. So take off fast. Otherwise, dangerous. And then we do arranging. But we have to wash because this is growing wild, isn't it? And then clean up before, you know, arrangement material, you have to clean up first.
And you wash it just with water?
Yes, just water. Even flowers, sometimes petal hanging, we do clean up. Same thing like at the morning you wake up, before I go out, you make up, you use comb, right?
Yes,
same thing. So flower too, pretty flower, but the makeup. And then this one, this leaves, where they go, straight up, isn't it? This leaves going to this way. This leaves going that way. Which way we like to emphasize? Vertical, okay, up. So if we want vertical, we take off the here.
Oh.
See? And then another one take off. See, now in the vertical you emphasize, right?
Yes.
And then cut it too tall, that's, you know, not comfortable, so put in here, right? So that way we do. But if this is too big for your place, we cut it more. And then emphasize more vertical, growing up. See? And then either way, you look at your best, and then if you cut it, you can see the pretty wave, isn't it? Pretty wave, you can see. So, and then maybe we do carnation, pretty. And then another one more. So if I do carnation, which way they look at now? This way? That way? This way, right? So if I do this carnation this way, they don't face not each other, isn't it? Mm. So how about this way?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. And then we do, I will show you how this tulip, I did use that way, but if I do this tulip this way, probably compete. So I do open. This is, it's not like a tulip grow. Thank you. Thank you. Look at that.
Oh,
pretty. And then put the accent. Right? And then kapabu like that. And then maybe I have this. This is a different quality, isn't it? This is soft. This is strong, isn't it?
So again, you're striking that balance.
That's right. And then change the contrast, quality. Quality, contrast. Strong and then soft. Or you do combine the painting light color, dark color. Isn't it? Yes?
We have those down here.
Yes, that's right. You have a lot of this one. Pretty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it, this one. Do you know what's called? Spring light. Yes.
Fern?
Fern. No, this is a spring light.
Spring.
Spring light. Right. It's pretty?
Oh.
Right. So that's way, it's, this is not the, like a natural. No, that's natural grow, it's complete different. Same tulip, but different, isn't it? This way we do. And then many years ago, I think, you know, many years ago, about 1600, Ikebana start time, we don't have any, you know, airplane, no train, nothing. Everybody traveling, walk, or back, horseback riding, or by boat. Yes, boat come from all over the, you know, world, or going to all over the world by boat only. But that took years. But all our dream bring by boat. That's why today I cannot show you, but we do flower arrangement, going out boat, coming in boat, and stopping boat. This is, I like to show you stopping boat, because this is stopping, right? So this boat made by wood, curved. One piece of wood, they curved. Carving and then made it this boat. Wow. Except the top part they do, you know, cover. But it isn't beautiful?
Yes.
One piece. So this boat arrangement, do you know this?
Oh yes.
What is it?
What are they called? Anybody know?
Yes.
Pussy willow.
That's right. Pussy willow. Isn't it pretty? This pussy willow, do you know this white dot?
No.
This is bud, yes. Inside here, it's protect this cotton, looks like a cotton. This is protect the flower. Because very cold weather day, they coming up. So, looks like overcoat, isn't it? So, that one, we do use it. And then,
I always know springs here if I see pussy willow.
Yes, that's right.
Take them out of my garden, bring them in the house, and let them open.
That's right. And then just a little bit curved, because when I see that pussy willow, your teacher mentioned, it's spring coming already. But that spring coming day, it's not really beautiful like this today's weather. It's still all over, you can see the snow, right? So that's why it makes a little bit soft curve, which warm looking we make up, and then makes a pretty line arrangement. I will show you soon. Pretty line arrangement. And then hope I can have the crocus or a daffodil, which is same type of flower. But we don't have the crocus today. But I have a little small lily here. So I can use this. Too small. Oh, I can have have. Make another balance. And this is spring flower, and then little early spring flower, also spring line together, and make traditional stopping boat. Boat is a sailor, has a sailor, right? Wind push, so curve this way, and then when more curved, they go out this way, isn't it? So this boat is a stop, quietly stop, and wait tomorrow. And then when time come, wind push, more curve, and going out. That's going out boat arrangement is different concept. This is stopping boat arrangement. So I hope you enjoy, Ikebana.
Thank you. Perhaps you could tell us how to say goodbye, and then we'll leave and go next door.
All right. Goodbye. Then we call sayonara. Sayonara. Sayonara is goodbye.
Sayonara.
Arigato gozaimasu. Right. Right. Arigato before I wrote, isn't it? Right. But anyway, I really enjoy with you, and have a good day.
Thank you.
And sometime hope to try yourself ikebana. All right? Thank arrangement
you.
Of flower.
Thank you.
Much.
Take a quick one.
Sit down, students. Sit.
No, we are going to have to get over to the next classroom.
Okay.
So, but then you one more.
I just do the
students
will
tell
you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's
beautiful.
Okay,
we'll get all those
voices.
And then this one.
Okay, what
are we doing now?
Yeah, I give it to you to this.
Yeah, just one.
But I see, we wait a little bit.
Let's see, Janet.
Maybe you sit down on the chair. Otherwise,
what would you like me to do?
Get back at the table.
Well, yeah, when I'm oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I thought you wanted
to. All right.
I just moved the chair.
All right.
Flowers. Are natural, beautiful.
Can I have
sure, oh, no problem.
So,
no problem.
I have to find focus on your eyeball. So. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Thank you.
All right, we need.
Students, just please remain seated. As we watch these arrangements come apart in the same way.
Thank you. Pretty flower, isn't it? Yes. Right, next time when you go to the field, find out.
Don't these flowers make their own food, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's all the way they make
it. Right.
I want one.
Help you?
No, we've got to help her. Thank you. I think though,